Get ready to laugh your ass off. The brothers you've always wanted, but the girls you've never had.
Right here in the Lesbian Lounge with Denise Sonata. With all kinds of great stuff. Announcements galore.
Oh, big night. Big night in the lounge.
I love when it's a big night in the lounge. Because we're big girls and we have a lot of room and we need big things to fill it.
We need a big night every now and then.
Big, big night tonight. Welcome, Denise.
Welcome, Donna.
We're doing Facebook Live right now, and I'm also recording this as a podcast for those of you that have joined us. The whole band's back together.
Yep.
Like, everybody's here, including Jameson, Lori Collins, this little dog that just popped into my crotch. Hi, you.
I'm talking well.
Hi.
We'll show the dogs.
Hi.
No, Ruby.
Don't hit your head.
Come on this side.
Come on.
Ruby, over here.
Oh, I feel bad. Come on. Okay, here you go. Oh, come on. Oh, the other one's jealous now.
Come here.
Don't be jealous.
Don't be jelly. I'll show you too, baby. So this is Ru. He's our second foster. Yes, we have two fucking dogs.
Look at his big stupid
Two dogs.
Okay, go on.
He's a Chihuahua.
Okay, you're all right.
He's part Chihuahua, part Dachshund. So he's a Chihuahua, and he's so friggin' nasty as he licks the shit out of me. But he's so
nasty.
He's a nasty boy. He's super nasty.
You're okay.
He's
okay.
All right. Now you gotta go.
Oh my God! Look! That was in my mouth.
Oh, see, now point him. All right, get down.
Okay.
You have to get down.
Get down, because your brother is gonna be jealous.
And we can't pick him up.
Come on. Run for your life! Run for your life!
Could you imagine doing a podcast with the dogs all those years. can I get you a facial wash?
Oh, and he's back. Hi. Oh, hey, hi.
Oh no, he stepped on his brother's head to get there.
He sure did.
All right, Deb's gonna have to take them.
You are determined to be up here.
Yes. Give me that face. Give me your little face. Don't bite me. I'll bite you. Right.
Nope. Not gonna happen.
Here's Deb taking dogs.
There you go. Get this little one.
All right. Come here, Puddy.
Okay. Look, Daddy got that one. Go.
Go. Goodbye. Go.
Okay. What the hell?
So I went to the gynecologist for just a well woman checkup.
Right into it. This is fantastic.
Like, and I'm like, you know, let's see. J-Ro.
There's the J-Ro.
In the house. Thank you. Thank you, Dusty. Thank you, everybody. Okay, so we'll get Putnam over here in a little bit.
Okay, so.
Shut
up.
So I'm like, you know, Doc.
You saw Putnam, Lori.
Putnam will come out after. Yeah. So funny.
Okay.
All right. So the doctor's, I'm like, you know, I'm a little concerned. I've got a situation. You know, I just think I'm old.
Like, get a brush fire in the bush.
Something like that. Yeah, I'm like, I think it's just like, you know, like old and crinkly and dry. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm itchy because I just am older and I'm drying up down there.
Okay.
So here's this brand new doctor who I've never seen before. No, this is my goal. It's my goal in life, Denise.
I know.
You know this.
I know.
So here's this
winning.
This brand new doctor I've never seen before, and I have assumed the position, and she's like, okay, blah, 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 and she's just talking, having conversation, and then she's like, okay, so, and I'm like, listen, I'm really self-conscious.
Cooch news.
I'm really, really self-conscious. I said, so, okay. So she's like, okay, well, let's just take, oh, my God. Okay.
Anything that elicits that reaction,
yeah,
I would snap my legs shut and squash her head like a walnut.
I tried. She goes, oh, this is terrible. No, this is really terrible. This is really real. How long have you been? Wait, is it itchy? Do you scratch down there? I'm like, well, I.
So you baffled a gynecologist?
Yeah, she's like, have you ever had this tested? Did anybody ever do a culture? I'm like, I go about a year ago, yeah.
You have like Chernobyl. You have Chernobyl crotch.
It was the worst experience ever. It was awful. I hated it. I was totally upset. I was freaking out. And so she backs up, goes to the desk, starts writing notes, and I'm like, listen, you're making me very anxious. And she goes, you should be anxious. I'm like, what?
Oh my God.
I know. So she sent me to a specialist, and she's like, he does not work for the Cleveland Clinic system. I want you to go anyway. this is, he's the only doctor I will send you to, and you're making the appointment today. I'm like, okay.
So what kind of doctor is it?
Vulva specialist. Vulva. He just specializes in the vulva.
I can't even believe we're talking about this.
He's 100. He has a microscope in his office.
A microscope?
In his office.
How do you get your poon under there? Or does he bring it right to you? Oh, my God. I can't. I can't even.
That was awesome.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic. Terry, I'm so glad you've joined us to hear about Donna's vulva specialist visit.
Terry does not like any conversation about vaginas.
Terry, you may want to check back in 20.
I'm going to drop it right there because he took a sample and then a slide. Anyway, the point is everything's fine. It's all good down there. They're going to treat it and I'll be fine. It'll be fine. It'll all be fine. I had a biopsy. No cancer. It's all good.
Good. Good.
A vulva specialist, 100 years old. And on my second visit.
You quizzed him on if he knew what a...
FUPA was.
A FUPA.
I'm like...
Can I just do what his face probably
tell me,
did?
Dr. Traven.
Like
do you
face
know what
look
a
like
FUPA
this?
Is? He's like, a FUPA? But I've never heard of that. And I'm like, let me tell you what this is. Fat upper pussy area. And he goes, oh, no, I haven't heard of that.
Not in my 100 years have I heard of a FUPA. Oh, Christ.
I needed to teach
funny.
Him because he walked into
TMI.
He walked into the examining room the first time and he goes, are you Donna? Oh, you must be Donna. He's not Donna. And I'm like, this is my wife, Deb.
Oh, fantastic.
Blink, 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 blink.
He's not Donna.
He's not Donna. And I'm like, no, this is my wife, Deb.
And she went, how are you doing?
And I went, boom, 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 boom. Because you know I love that. You know I eat that shit up with a spoon.
Yeah, you do.
Anyway, everything's cool. Everything's fine. But, yes, we had to discuss the FUPA.
I love that you, that, like, let me just get this out there because people probably think that we chat all the time. We do not.
We don't.
Donna sucks at chatting, at answering texts back. I will send her the funniest shit on WhatsApp.
It's true.
And she'll look at it 8 weeks later.
Because I don't get notifications on my phone for some stupid reason.
So is there a better way for me to send you things where you would get a notification? Short of me having to have an American SIM card in my phone at all times. Is there a better way?
Maybe Facebook Messenger, but that's not even good either. Ask Dee. She knew that. Delish knows. It's Facebook Messenger sucks.
Unbelievable.
On my work account.
I know that when Donna, like WhatsApps me a message and says, are you free to chat, that something's up. So I'm thinking, oh, she wants to catch up, finally.
Right.
Great. 45 minutes about her snatch.
It was fabulous.
Yeah.
It was fabulous conversation.
After 6 months, she gets in touch with me to discuss her snatch for 45 minutes.
We're so close. I can't share. I can't deny you. The good stuff.
How many times have I wanted to FaceTime with you at the pub so you could just see everybody at work?
I don't know.
All the time, but you're never around.
It's tough. It is tough. You're like hours ahead.
See, I don't need to live here anymore. We would never see each other.
That is not true. We've seen each other every day when you live here. That is not true at all. I can't get enough. You can't get enough either.
True. True. You have brought me to some delightful
Let's talk about your favorite place.
Bar Red Beard.
Amazing.
Unbelievable.
The best.
I seriously could have orgasmed from that hamburger.
It was really good.
Jesus Christ. The bacon alone. I separated the bacon off my burger to eat that alone just to taste that amazing bacon.
So
So I didn't even want it to. I didn't want to touch my burger.
I totally.
After
love
I
it.
Saw it, I was like, I can't eat this on my burger.
I can't just combine this with other food.
Oh my God! And pretzels the size of like, oh man, they were huge.
So good.
Homemade
different
pretzels,
sauces.
Different dips, the hand rolled little tater tots that were mashed seasoned mashed potatoes.
They were spicy.
They did not. But
they're very good though.
And every kind of beer, cider, lager, sour, stout. Whiskey. I mean, it was just... It was seriously the bee's knees.
It's a cute little place.
It's
a cute little place. You said...
the bees. It was so good. I wanted to go back like every
This is how old we are.
Day I wanted to go back. Jay, we're always there. Jay, you make sure you tell them, like, we're not lying. It was that good.
It was really that good.
It was that good.
Sky.
Welcome, Sky V King.
Hi, Sky V King.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Sky, the Allentoyne King. It's gone. It's good calling to see.
It was. So it's been like a tour of foods. The Funky Biscuit, we didn't eat there, but good drinks.
Good drinks. Good mules.
Good music, good drinks.
I was ordered to go to hear a band, and I was going come hell or high water, and Denise agreed to come with. And we didn't even go inside. We sat outside because it was loud enough. Because
we're old.
Because we owe.
We're old and we didn't want to be in the mix with the... We didn't want to be rubbing against strangers.
A lot of sweaty hippies.
And the smell of medicinal marijuana...
Yes.
...was just wafting. I mean, contact high?
Yes.
I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
I didn't even get through half my drink and it was very hard to walk forward.
Speaking of that, I have to say I'm really impressed with my mother and her medical marijuana. I went with her to the pot doctor.
Oh, my God. Tell these guys.
I went with her to the pot doctor Thursday morning.
The only appointment she was on time for.
Right? Which meant, I know, my mother, who doesn't rise before 11, was up and dressed.
Yeah, that's
was
amazing.
Was up and dressed at 9:15.
Yep.
Had time for a little mocha protein shake.
Oh.
And then off we went to where was it? Del Rey. And she drove. She drove to Del Rey. I've been driving everywhere. And she was
How
like,
did you let her drive?
She goes, I'll get us there because I know you don't like to drive on the highway. I said, I don't, it's okay.
Who said
I'm fine driving on the highway. She goes, I'll get us there quick. I was like, oh, all right, whatever. So she drove and we went to the pot doctor and she got her recertification. So, and then like,
pass
and then
test?
2 days later, someone delivers it to the door.
The pusher comes to the house.
To the door, all her little vape pens, the Soothe, the Serene, the Zen, the Relief, all the different kinds.
Does she use all the different kinds?
Does she use all of them?
The different
she
kinds?
Does try them out, like for different things, aches and pains and spasms and just sleeping and all that kind of stuff. So it was, the candy store, JJ knows. So it was candy. Quite the thing. And everybody in the office wears one of those little beanies. What are they called?
Yarmulke?
Yes. Everyone wears one. The doctor, the...
They're all Israeli?
I don't know. His name is Pickholtz.
Could be.
Whatevs. And he must...
But like, how does she get recertified? Like, does she have to, like,
every
pass
6 months
test?
She has to go. She has to discuss...
Like, her symptoms?
Yeah, and it's... Okay. Honestly, it really is because of what he has to... do. Like, it's the restrictions in that line of work. It's not anything other than that. But she, because what she has is incurable, so it's not going to change.
Right.
But yeah, she,
I mean,
so,
they don't make her, like, walk a straight line or count to 10 backwards.
Nothing.
Okay, cool.
Nothing. So we were in and out of there in, like, seriously 10 minutes, but it was just a fantastic process.
Does the supply come from...
Not Florida.
Them?
It's someplace called Sutera. Sutera. I don't even know. I didn't even look at the bag. I just saw Sutera. I'm like, that's not the name of where we went. And she was like, nope.
Oh.
No.
So, but she shares.
She does. So here's the thing. The second.
There's Vic.
I think the jet lag caught up with me, like, kind of hard at one point. And we were supposed to be doing dinner. And I just said to my mom, it was about 4, and I was like, I'm just going to take a quick nap because I know we're eating at 6, and
you didn't.
I fucking slept until midnight, and then I woke up, and I was in a complete and utter stupor. I didn't know what day it was or where I was or anything, and I came stumbling out, and I'm like, what the hell? And my mother goes, I thought you were going to sleep till morning. I was just letting you sleep. I was like, Mom, how am I going to get back to sleep tonight? And she was like, come and sit by Mommy. Have a little vape, and you'll be fine.
A little vape.
And sure enough, by 1:30, back to sleep till the next
now,
morning.
Now, how does she do with it? Does she just, like, go to bed? Does she do it all day?
No. She just does it in the evening.
Just enough?
Yeah, like, after 11, because then she can... It'll take effect. She'll relax a little bit, and she'll be ready to go to bed.
All right, cool.
So, yeah, she's good. She doesn't really need it during the
day.
Here
in New York, what? Oh, recreational pod is on the way.
Yeah, I can't wait for it to make its rounds to England. Can you imagine the queen vaping?
I could imagine the queen vaping.
Me too, I could too.
What are you going to do with that baby? that new baby that's coming. What are you going to do with that baby?
We don't really pay much attention.
It's really weird. They don't care.
No, nobody in Britain really cares.
They don't care like we care.
Yeah, not even a little bit.
She's so cute, though.
We laugh at when Hazel and Jem and I, when we're all here together and we're in line at Publix getting Jem a soy something or other. And we're standing in the checkout line.
Yeah.
And they look at all the rag mags about the Royals and all that. They piss themselves laughing.
It's so weird.
They're like, who gives a fuck?
So who's on the rag mags there?
Oh, like British people, British stars, like Danny Dyer and, you know, people like that. So
people I don't know.
I don't even know.
People I barely know.
I don't even know.
The only thing missing from this trip to Nice is an award show, but here's the... Whoa, Pat! Pat's my sweet friend that I worked with at the radiator shop. Oh,
I feel like we should be doing this from my page, but whatever.
Oh, you want to switch?
No, it's okay.
I
don't even know how.
Well, we would have to say goodbye here.
No, we'll just keep going. You guys, somebody go to my page and invite some of my friends.
We could do that. Oh no,
Not the British ones. They're sleeping.
Do we have the same friends? Like
not
who?
Many, not many.
Like who would you want to invite?
I don't know.
Okay. These are like my friends.
Exactly.
I know,
that's
I didn't
what I mean.
Even
they're
think
all
about
your friends.
Mm.
Oh, nobody wants these weirdos.
No.
I'm
no,
kidding.
No, not her. Not him. not them.
Oh, the Burtons are sleeping. We can't. Okay, right.
That's it. That's the only friends I have.
Yeah. All right. Wait, would I do X's?
I think so.
All right. Okay. Everybody still here? Okay, good.
All right, cool. All right. Cool.
This has been a
we
lesson.
We should have thought about that.
I know.
You know what? If we did the podcast, if we started like a show now, we would do video.
Yeah. Probably totally. Every time.
Probably YouTube videos.
Every time.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So what else did we want to touch on just because we want to be sure? Oh, we do have a podcast for you, though. A pre-recorded podcast that Denise will put up when she gets there. Let's just say, years and years ago, under the light of the moon,
in my parking lot,
in her parking lot, a very famous performer made a very deep promise, and this performer fulfilled their promise, and we have a podcast about it when she gets back.
Yeah, I'll throw that up as soon as I get back.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
It's totally awesome.
That was quite the tickler, by the way. Quite the teaser. Quite the teaser.
See how I kept it agender? That means without gender.
Oh.
I have to.
You are right in it, man. You are swimming in that jizz.
I totally practiced.
Swimming in it.
Swimming in the jizz.
God.
She just said it.
Jesus.
She said it.
I don't know any of this like PC shit.
It's
whatever.
My life. It's my whole entire life.
I know, and I can't. I just can't. Like, I can't be bothered with it.
I know.
Everybody just is who they are. I mean, come on.
I know, but it's a thing. What can I say? All right. So now's the time to say if you have any questions.
What kind of questions? No, don't dare. Don't do
no
that.
No dares?
We're so old.
Okay, you're right.
We're so old. We can't fulfill dares anymore. I can't even.
I try. They know about that at work, about dares. Who dares Donna?
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Do they ever do it? Do they?
Yes, and then they regret that they put it out there because I'll do it even though they say, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's not. I do remember some of the, the Adele dare? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That was so good.
That was brutal.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Really? That's adorable. I think we still have photos on this phone.
No,
I wouldn't have them on this phone either. Nope.
No.
Nope.
They're on my Facebook. They're somewhere in my photos.
All right.
Yeah, but no. Come on.
That was really good.
No.
So what happens when you go home now this time around?
I work a 10-hour shift. That sucks.
Not the day you get back, though.
Oh, no.
Okay.
That Sunday.
Okay.
No, I got to jump right back into it, man. I got to do some book edits on book two, part two. And then I got to put up the finale of Inspector Enchanté from Katie and Sally. I've probably got a ragtime that I'm supposed
These
to get up there.
These are all podcasts on my lesbian radio.
Yeah. Like I have literal work to do when I get
It's so
home.
Nice to hear that.
I have literal work to
and
do when
squirrels.
I.
And the squirrels. What are the squirrels doing without your, without
well,
being
Jem,
fed?
You know what? Jem's got her hands full with the cats because.
Oh
both,
yeah. Tell everybody about your kitties.
Both cats are.
Hi Lynn.
There you go. There's a question for you.
How has your new diet lifestyle changed me?
No, you fell right back into your old ways since I've been here.
It was so easy to eat all the fat and all the sugar. Well, I got these really great arm bags that flop in the breeze.
Oh, my God, stop it.
Actually, I have a lot of energy, comparatively. I have a lot of energy.
We walked an Italian festival after burgers.
I walk like a normal person most of the time. I feel really confident in the ability to get, to go in a theater or go to on
to
a
sit
plane.
To sit in his small seat.
Yeah, it's actually quite startling how many things like.
How about when you bought your jeans couple Februarys ago?
I have real, real jeans, big girl jeans, but they zip and they button. They're
right.
So cute.
They're not pull-on elastic.
Mom jeans.
Mom pants.
With no pockets.
Right.
These have like 5 pockets.
They're actual jeans.
They actually
And you
are.
Shed a tear in the middle of Torrid.
I actually did shed a tear because I grabbed a size and they fit, and it was quite a surprise.
And you said, I haven't done this since I was, what, something like,
17?
It was a small number. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
When maybe 20 at the latest. Well, since I had kids for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
That was, I was glad to be there for that.
I was glad that you were there for that too.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
kind of fun going shopping, but that's a little challenging. I still don't love to spend money on clothes. So that is a little bit challenging. So this is a hand-me-down. I don't think this is.
But not from me.
No, this one is stretchy, so I don't remember where I got this one. You don't wear stretchy clothes.
I don't.
You wear cotton clothes. This
cotton
one has stretchy.
Only.
I love that JJ is hosting the chat.
Again, once yeah, again.
Yeah, I super
right
love
it.
That. Yep. Totally
what type
love
of
it.
Foods are you eating?
Oh, well, okay. So it's.
Don't ask her about the last 2 weeks, but before that. What kind of foods were you eating?
So, low-fat proteins, little to
use
no...
Use examples.
Okay, like chicken breast, turkey breast.
That was all you were
fish.
Eating the last time I was here. It was like chicken, and chicken. Deb,
fish.
How many different ways have you found to cook chicken?
She's in the bedroom, but 112.
Yeah, about.
Yeah, yep. Grilled, baked, broiled. Anyway, chicken all the time. I was really good. Lots of veg, fresh veg, as much as you can. No carrots, no onions, no peas, no corn.
Because those have what?
Those onions are very high sugar, and carrots, peas, and corn have a high glycemic index. So that's not good for you. Little to no carbs
okay.
of all kinds. Starches, not carbs.
Right,
so like
right.
anything starchy. So it's not just carbs like
traditional
carbs.
It was almost like
carbs.
A diabetic diet, wasn't it?
Sort of, kind of.
Because of the sugars, like not...
It's
not
a
good.
Macrobiotic something or other. It's very good, and it's also what time of day that you eat the things that you eat. So eggs in the morning, low
so that
like
your
tuna.
Proteins last, right?
Right. Tuna, not a
I
lot
can't
of food.
Do tuna over there because...
Oh,
a,
my God, why?
Because they mix it with mayonnaise and sweet corn.
Tuna.
With corn.
Mixed.
Disgusting.
Like, and then you put it on bread and eat it like a sandwich, or you scoop it on a salad.
Or they put it on a baked potato.
Okay, that's disgusting.
I can't with the weird food over
that
there.
That's really disgusting.
Disgusting.
Thank you, Laurie. Thank you, Elsie. I appreciate that. Thank you, Noon.
It's just disgusting. Plus, it's not white.
Thank
white.
You.
Ish tuna. It's not white albacore.
Oh, it's the
tuna.
It's
brown
the
kind
brown
of
brown tuna.
Right.
The
yes.
Tuna. Ew.
It is disgusting to look at. I mean, it
and
tastes exactly.
And is it
exactly.
in water or is it in oil?
You can get it either way.
Oh, you
like,
still
yeah.
can get it either way.
Yeah,
that
but it's.
Don't you guys eat kippers?
No. I barely eat sausage, and that's all they eat.
That's a little bit scary.
Every day in the summer, if the sun is shining, especially oh my God, on the weekends. People will just gather around a grill, put sausages on it, whack them in a piece of bread, squirt ketchup on it, and just stand around and eat sausage and drink
Carling.
Yeah, but
is sausage like sausage, or is, like, you know how bacon is not bacon?
It is sausage, but it's a very, like, you can get so many different kinds. Yes, Sky, baked potatoes, you heard that right. I'm not even joking.
It's, that's
bye,
disgusting.
Bye, Delish.
Bye, Lish.
Yeah, it's, I know, Pam, it is gag-worthy.
It's totally gross.
But, yeah, no, their sausages, like, you can get, like, sage and apple.
Ooh.
You can get, you could just get a lot of different sausages there. I mean, I can stomach Cumberland sausages, which are kind of, like, the plainest sausage you can get, and what then I burn the absolute shit out of it.
What would that be like? Is it pork or beef? Or
pork.
A mix?
Yeah, pork plain sausage? Pork sausages.
Oh, you know what I should say? I should say this. I should say that I did not do this alone. Diamond Guru Fitness. Diamond Guru, G-U-R-U, diamondgurufitness.com. So Diamond was my personal trainer and nutritionist through this whole
entire
thing.
She stalked your Facebook like a mofo.
Yeah. I know. I wouldn't let anybody put any pictures of food or even talk about checking in.
Yeah, I seriously don't believe.
We couldn't check in at any – not this time, girl. All that.
You're going to get in so much trouble.
No, I already told her. We're going to see each other in June. It's okay. All right. I got a lot of traveling coming up. I got a lot of family shit coming up. So, yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
I know. I feel responsible for derailing you.
You shouldn't do it.
But it's been a blast, man.
I mean, come on. We had fucking gelato. After we stuffed ourselves, we had the nerve to eat gelato. But we shared. We
couldn't pass it up. And they were all small. They were all little.
It was a tiny little cup. Yeah. Like, not even a...
But it was delicious. It was fantastic.
Cupcake cup size. Right. It was tiny little.
You know, that's the thing. Like, in England, when you come, we can't do these kind of exceptional food tours because all the food sucks there.
No.
It does. I don't like the beef because it's grass fed.
Right, but I liked the grass fed beef.
All
right.
But
you also don't eat like you eat here.
Survive on pizza and McDonald's because it's the only thing.
Yeah, but how about your McDonald's? Talk about your McDonald's.
I can Uber McDonald's right to my front door. It's ridiculous. It's been it's unbelievable.
It's disgusting.
And then my coworker, Carrie.
That changes the whole morning voucher.
It does. I Uber you a couple Egg McMuffins, and
down
then you got to go. Yeah. But my coworker, Carrie, rents a flat right down the street from
us. Hi, Carrie.
So she is not here.
She will be.
She could have been because she is a night owl. But we have McLunchions at my house.
That's ridiculous.
She'll just she'll go, what do you want? And I'll text her my order, and she'll Uber it to my house and then meet them at the front, at the street, and grab it and then come knock on my door and we'll have McLunchions together. She was the only one that was so excited about my book that we had a McLunchion on the day that it came out. Yes.
She's cute.
She's adorable.
You work with a bunch of really cute people. Really sweet people.
I do. I'm very fortunate. Like,
and your regulars
that I work with,
are really nice.
Who?
Your regulars.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Yeah. Like, we're doing a podcast called Pub Wankers.
Oh, talk about Pub Wankers.
Right. And I can't go into too much detail because we don't want to use names and all that stuff or my pub and everything. But we do have an absolute blast doing the Pub Wankers and talking about what it's like.
It's very funny.
For behind the scenes. Like when you're the worker, you know, like what you from your perspective, what it's like, which people are the absolute wankers. And there's, you know, like, for example, the guy that's ordering for his friends that comes up, and when it's really busy and it's finally his turn and you're like, what can I get for you? And he goes, I'm gonna have a Carling. Hold on for just a second. Bob, what are you having? Bob, what do you want to drink? What are you having? Bob. Okay. He's gonna have a Heineken. Lou, what's up? What are you drinking? What's going on? What are you having? Lou's gonna have a Guinness, that's the bane of your existence because you have to let those sit. So those should be ordered first so you can get all the other drinks.
Why do you have to let them sit?
Because there's 30 million bubbles in one pint, and that is a fact from the Guinness factory. So it looks like it's going to be a ice cream float when you first pour it, and then it gets all black, and the foam gets really small, so you want a small collar, so you wait for the foam to get like that, and then you finish it, you top it off. So that should be ordered first so it can sit. These are all things that I've learned. I didn't know that before.
Yeah, but you're so cute about it.
So, there's just different types of wankers. There's the Prosecco wankers, like in the middle of a busy time that need to order a glass of Prosecco where you have to open, peel off the tin foil, twist off the wire thing, get the cork out, pour it, fizz, pour, fizz, while you're waiting for the fizz to go down.
What about the kids? The kids told you how to open that bottle.
Twist the bottom.
Right.
Hold the cork, twist
the
bottle.
Hold the cork, twist the bottle.
Yeah, it doesn't
but
work
you
for me.
Do that.
No, I do. It just nothing works for me. It's just, it's. I need a rag.
Oh, look at Lucia.
Margie, you didn't have to call the popo on us the other night.
We were
good.
Very good.
We were cool. We're good.
We left before it got too crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so check out the Pub Wankers. That would be cool.
That's a lot of fun.
But working in the pub is phenomenal. My coworkers are fantastic. I couldn't say a bad thing about them.
Well, you could.
I could, but I wouldn't do it here.
But you wouldn't do it.
No.
I mean, when this is off.
There's, I mean, they're
actually they're really
they're fun to work with.
There's only that
like
one
I never look at the schedule and cringe.
Just
you know, like
one,
oh, I gotta work with
just
so-and-so.
That one time.
Never.
Just that one person. That one
never.
Time.
I used to cringe when I had to work on those fancy supper club nights, but
yeah,
just
but
regular pub
that.
Work. No.
I can't. That's why I find it really hard to believe that all the food sucks because you have served some beautiful food at your pub.
Our food, I mean, you guys have the Impossible Burger, right?
Oh, my God.
We have the Moving Mountains, and I think they're very similar.
Is it Moving
no,
Mountains?
No, it's a vegetarian burger, and it's made with, like, the beetroot, so it looks like you're getting juice, you know.
Nice.
So those are fantastic. Our fish and chips are amazing.
That is true.
Yeah, I mean, like, we have great food, but it's very typical British fare. So there's not, you know, there's just not. Oh, look at the she-bitch.
She-bitch.
She-bitch in the house.
All right, we gotta go.
It's terrible.
I know.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
I know you
oh
are.
Oh, my God. Margie was going to send us a friend at the restaurant.
I was working the, oh, my God. That would have been so funny, Margie.
That would have been
I
awesome.
Would have pissed my pad. No joke. I've double padded up since I've been here, just so you know.
I have to say, I'm shamed that I don't even.
Well, you've got a lot of stuff going on down there.
A lot of situation down there.
And the fact that you don't is amazing to me.
What, pad up?
Yeah.
Well, because I have that whole thing.
Like a pre-pad that's like...
I have the... Yeah, right. I have like... I have,
yeah, she doesn't have to pad up. That's right.
I don't have to pad up because
me,
I
on the other hand, I have
the,
to.
I've got the instant dryer sheet. I've got the dryer sheet shoved all the way up inside
Jesus
the cucchini.
Jesus Christ! Oh, my God! Oh, so.
It is what it is, girls.
Oh, my God.
It is what it is.
Honest the fuck, Donna.
I'm
seriously.
Disappointed that Anna has not made it back to the chat, but I know she's...
Who's Anna? Another worker?
Anna's my one girl at work that I tell her stories about making you gag. That was my goal.
See? Someone likes the Impossible Burger.
So
yeah,
good.
Lynn. I'm telling you.
It's really
I think our Moving Mountains is the same thing.
It must
thing.
Be.
Yeah.
Because do the restaurants have to, like...
Yeah, they have to have a
they have to have
the little trademark next to it, and they have to have the little flag in the bun that actually says it.
The flag in the bun, you
yeah,
say?
The toothpick flag in the bun, but it is really really good. Like I would order that over a regular burger any
there.
Day. Like that's
there.
And I've had meat sweat since I've been here, but to,
dude,
that all changes when I get back because again I don't like the beef there. I have a tough time even with the chicken.
Yeah, you stopped.
Unless I'm buying
chicken.
A Costco
Your mom
chicken.
Stopped eating chicken too.
My
didn't
mother
she?
Got grossed out, yeah.
Yeah.
But she made good chicken cutlets. Like she'll make it. She'll have like one little bite, but she's really like off chicken.
She
I don't know.
Chicken cutlets after all.
Yeah. No, Vicky, she did not show me.
What the peen? I mean the pad?
The
situation?
The wad that's in your
the
cooter.
And here's Spivak.
There she
Wendin.
Is. Wendin.
Nice to see you.
Wendin. So, yeah, the food's just
okay?
crappy there.
Being
that's
hungry?
The best part of being here is the food. Oh, and you.
Mom.
No, sorry.
Mom.
The food.
Me.
You. All right,
I'll take it third. I'll take it third behind the food. Listen.
You should because you're the one that finds the good food.
As a co-fatty, I will take it.
Okay.
I will take
have found some spectacular finds, though.
Where else did we go?
Yeah.
Where else have we been?
Well, I mean, Burger Craze wasn't awful. The service was
awful.
Horrible. Yeah.
Right.
But the burger itself was okay. They were weird burgers. I had an apple with brie on my burger and applewood bacon.
Yeah, but that wasn't bad. It was kind
of tasty.
Okay.
I mean,
Deb had something that was supposed to be like spicy and full of flavor, and it just
with
it
the kimchi.
Wasn't at all.
Yeah, yeah.
There wasn't any taste to it.
Yeah, and
trying
then
to be still.
Didn't work, Tina.
I don't know how that
yeah,
works.
Yeah, didn't
for you,
work.
Tina.
It just popped right in there, and everybody saw it. So that's not
shy
yeah.
March. You should have signed in under someone else's name. Just saying.
Right.
We wouldn't
Seriously.
Have even given you a nod.
Make sure you give Sean a hug for me.
Just for her though, not for me.
What is up with her dissing you?
Who's dissing me? I'm not dissing
I am
anybody.
Dissing you. You are dissing Tina.
I am dissing Tina.
Something fierce.
It's okay.
Tina?
It'll end here.
I hope it's okay.
It'll end here.
Oh, my God.
It's all good.
Seriously.
Listen, you get to leave.
I do.
I have to make it right.
I get to leave a wake of destruction and just get on a plane and go home.
And that is how I believe it should be.
I do too.
Actually do.
I do too.
I actually think you
I should just light a dumpster fire and get on a plane. That's what I feel like I do.
Oh, but you did take me someplace cool. I know. Let's bring it up. Let's just bring the whole room down real quick. You took me to the Douglas Mosque thing.
The Stoneman Douglas
Memorial Temple.
Yeah, the Temple of Hope.
It was, the wooden Temple of Hope. It was absolutely sobering.
I know,
but
sobering.
It was really a beautiful thing. We did, like, I don't go into Coral Springs when you're not here. I have no reason to be in Coral Springs.
But I have to say, like, Rob, actually, my friend Rob.
They know Rob.
Drove me, I saw it, and I just assumed it was something Jewish. I didn't know.
Because it had the word temple in it.
Well, yeah, and that was in Coral Springs.
Just Sean.
You know. Denise. So we, I brought Donna to show her it, and we actually, and I didn't want to get out of the car, like, when I was, first of all, I was very high when I was with Rob.
Right. Which I can't offer you.
Very high. So I felt weird, like, getting out. I thought, like, it would be one of those things where I would either, like, stupidly giggle about a message or something and come across insensitive, or I would blubber cry. Like, so I was like, I can't, and there were people. There's always people. We went at, what, midnight?
It was no, midnight.
No, it was a little before.
It was not much before.
Okay. So yeah. We went, and there was people there, and it's just this wooden structure.
It's
with
so beautiful.
Just thousands and thousands and thousands of messages and paper
symbols
flowers
and
symbols.
Memorial things
and
left behind.
Athletic, you know, stuff from Eagles Fly,
yeah.
and messages, and it was really... sobering, like it definitely has an impact, you know. I mean, the whole thing
anyway.
Did like I was watching from there, and I felt so much peace. Oh,
I
at the temple, yeah,
I wasn't
yeah.
upset.
You said that,
I thought
right?
I would be really sad and it would be overwhelming, but it was very peaceful.
No, the messages, I mean, a lot of them were inspiring, you know,
yeah,
but
it was really nice.
They're just
anyway,
horrible.
So I mean, she took me places too. Is what the point of
I
that
did.
Little blurby was.
I always want to take you to the casino. You just never want to go.
I can't do it.
I would have loved to take you to the Harvest Buffet. That would have been fantastic.
That would have been fun, but yeah. I was already doing something.
You should have seen my mother, like, face first in the brisket.
That's hilarious.
Hysterical.
I actually have
she had a
see.
Slab of... Go, go
can
on.
You check your while
I will chat while you go change your gauze and...
and do all the things?
Give, yeah, say hi to Deb.
Okay.
So, yeah, she doesn't like to go to the casino. I don't get it, but whatever. That's what I've been doing most of my time here, and I don't care. Like I said, I signed 4 whole big books since I've been here, and that's been fun. Donna being all Kathy Lee. Good cause. Oh, Tris, that's lovely. We are a sight for sore eyes, and we'll probably make your eyes sore. So, touche to that. We miss you guys. We really do. I know. I'm speaking for her. I really miss you guys. I'm farther away. Like, you know, but you know that anybody, you can always message me. Like, you can message me whenever you want. I'm fine with that. But I do miss you guys. And I keep myself insanely busy over there so that I don't get overwhelmed. Because even though I love living with my wife and I love living in England, I love my little pub, I love my little house, I love my little British cats, I do miss being here. I miss my family, I miss my friends, I miss all the good food, I miss all that kind of stuff. But, oh, look at you guys with your little connect. Oh, Julie, look, it's Tina. That's so fun. And Tris, my God, I think the last time I even saw you was at an Orlando Gay Days. Was it an Orlando Gay Days? I think it was. So, yeah, anyways, I miss all you guys all the time. And I keep myself busy, and I try and flood our stream with different podcasts to keep you engaged and happy. And sometimes if I can, I do them, but it's not often that I have the time to sit. To be perfectly honest, I can't, even just doing this, I can't just stand sitting there listening to myself talk. So who's the duck that you miss, Sky? Hi, Pam Baldwin. I feel like I know that name. I'm really bad at this. I miss us two together. Well, hi. Hi, you. Hi. Poonam snuck out. Hi. Hi, buddy. I know he sounds like a vicious mongrel, but he's not. And he's got a very sweet face. Donna has two dogs. I just want to put that out there. Not one, two. Like, it's one thing if you have cats and you have one and then you get another one. But two. Oh, ow. Wow, you're heavy. He stepped on my foot. Yeah, she's a dog. She's officially a dog person now. It's ridiculous how much of a dog person she is. Lori, you know what I'm talking about. I actually had to send Lori a picture of Bruce in a he has to wear little t-shirts. What? That's go. She's over there. Bruce has to wear little t-shirts because he's got hot spots. He's been licking hot spots and making sores. So he has to wear a little t-shirt. It's not because I want him to be that's funny, Tina. It's not like I want him to be a goofball and I think it's cute that he's in a little shirt. I don't. It's medicinal. That's how I can describe it. It's medicinal. Margie, there's such a thing as loving dogs. I know, but Donna's like beyond the extreme because of who she is. Right, Tina. Donna is a dog person now. I'm not even joking. Coopy. Coopy Cooper. Good to see you, man. You inspirational thing, you. I follow your Facebook, right? Vicky Coop. Coop. Hi. Cooper just joined the chat.
No.
Coop.
No.
I know, you're missing all the fun. Did you have to take a shit? Oh, wow. Okay.
Did you show Plenum
off? No.
Oh, come here, Plenum.
No.
Come
hold
here.
On. Come Donna
here.
Will.
I want to bring him on.
Yeah, no, I don't even. How can you not do that with a hernia? I mean, you could get a hernia from lifting him. He's huge.
He's not that huge. He's huge. Come here.
He pulled you across the parking lot. I saw it.
He does pull me across.
I saw it.
He's not huge.
I said
she's
a dog person. I didn't say she was a good dog person.
He's low. He's low to the ground. That's all. He's low to the ground, and he's got a good.
He's bulky. I'll put it that way. He is bulky.
Bye, Lynn.
Ah! Lauren Fernandez! Hey.
Jealous. He's jealous because
he's at the door.
His brother's outside.
Yeah. Well, why can't we let him out?
I didn't say that he couldn't. You come here.
See, I'm a better dog person than she is. I don't even have dogs.
He wants to go out because his brother's outside.
Well, wouldn't you?
No. He wants to beat up his brother.
Well, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Lauren Fernandez, that is a blast from the past. My God.
I know.
Is Jameson still here? How can we tell who's here?
Can we look at this?
I don't know.
Nope, doesn't work.
I don't know. Jamie, are you still here? Hi, Hannah.
Oh, Hannah.
Oh, hi.
I was thinking that we really overstayed our welcome, but no.
No? No?
I mean, do you feel like you've overstayed your welcome?
Have we overstayed our welcome? Did you guys have things that you have to do?
I mean...
Because we can cut this shit short and just gossip about you on our own. That's okay.
We're
going to
do it even if we don't cut it short.
I mean,
regardless.
That's kind of true. That's kind of true.
Totally going to happen.
That is too funny.
Aww,
oh,
JJ's
my goodness.
So damn cute.
Look at her. She's like the welcoming committee still. Still. All right.
So your next
She deserved
is...
a book. I'm glad I got your book out to Julie because you deserve
second.
One, girl.
Wait a second. When are you coming to Orlando and how long are you going to be
Donna wants in on this. Donna wants in on this, JJ.
Is it a time that I can come say hi?
Coop, we knew you just got here.
Oh, Coop, man.
Right?
Man.
Man.
Were we talking about her at Pride?
We were reminiscing about all of you, not
Cow
like.
Tipping. we were talking about like all of.
We were. All we were trying to just remember every.
All of you.
Everything, all the different, Pride Fest and Gay Days and Women Fest and, all those things that we would do and all the fantastic people we met and how close you guys all still are.
The fact that
and connected. Yeah.
We'd have to.
That's
a perfect
what
opportunity.
About, right?
Laurie Collins, you are friends with my ex-coworker, Nick.
Laurie Collins, you're friends with my mother.
What? Like,
it's
seriously.
You're friends with my coworker, Carrie.
In the England. I mean, it is a little weird, right? Yeah, don't stop.
At the end of the month.
Is that... At the
That's
end of...
JJ.
Oh, I might... Not the May part, just the April part, because I can do the April part, but not the May part.
let me know.
She's already trying to wiggle it into her calendar.
No, I will drive to Orlando for a hug. I have done less. I mean, I have done less.
You've done less.
I've gone further for less.
Yeah, there you go.
What?
That's what our 20s were all about.
Could you imagine if we knew ourselves in our 20s? You would have been the worst influence on me. I probably never would have got married.
You would have been just making parole. You'd have been just making parole. That's my thoughts on that. Because I would have dared you to do something. I mean...
What? What? You don't know? Aww.
Oh, Tina, she we had a blast at Palm Beach Pride
There were a million zillion vendors.
Oh, look at Hannah. Do you remember this?
Okay. Well, read it out loud. Oh, well, they can read
it. My daughter is the one that won the guitar from Space Coast Pride event years ago, and you guys called me at like 10 o'clock, and I had already fallen asleep, and you guys asked to speak with her, and I was like, no way, and then you told me what was going on, and it was so funny. That helped her learn how to play the guitar, and to this day, she still plays. Oh, fantastic. All right, good for you. Well done. Cool. That's awesome.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Lori, it's not a challenge. It's not a challenge for you to we've ever murmured their name.
First of all, Nicholas is an awesome person to be friends with in real life and on Facebook. But
April
it's just...
to May 18th.
Okay, all right. I have to make it happen.
Make sure you let Vicky know that your hairdresser is boom, done, gone. So she's not, like, you know, leaving messages or anything. Jeannie.
Oh, hi, Jeannie. Oh, my gosh. Hi. Jeannie Myers, just one of my locals.
Locals, okay.
Yeah, from the center and from the grandparent club. And that's the difference between 2000.
The grandparent club, did you just say?
Between 2006 and 2019, I was not part of the gay grandparent
club. It's nice to see you, Jeannie. I know who she is.
Oh, yeah.
I totally do.
Oh, yeah, you know.
I know
who
she is.
I know you do.
Nobody think anything weird, because it's not weird. Because it's not weird.
A little weird.
Vicky, Julie, your hairdresser still likes my post. Oh, my God, Vicky, spot on, still.
Wait.
Still.
Is Deb out there?
I don't know.
Or just the dog?
Did this dog just come in on his own?
No dog.
I feel like I heard a dog.
Let me go check.
Go check the dogs. You see what I'm working with here? Good Lord. Shit, dog.
I don't know where they went.
Yes, Tris, it has been that long. Grandma's rock. You do. Pride Fest were required, not missed. The Q Fests are totally missed. Indeed. Indeed, Tina. Tina said Pride Fests were required and not missed. The Q Fests are totally missed. Because they weren't required. Well, kind of, if you wanted to stay in the loop. If you didn't want to get made fun of, you made sure that you did not miss the queue.
You were not invited back.
You were not invited back if you missed one. But, Jude, do you remember that queue that you showed up after you had that big hit at the casino? You were, like, riding that high, big time. And all the laughs, my God.
Good friends.
Honestly.
Too bad we hate each other now.
You couldn't even say it with a straight face. Like, this is all just a big show for you guys.
No, not me and you. I mean the queue.
Oh,
for God's sakes.
You hate everyone from the queue?
You hate everyone from the queue.
I do not. Oh. She is... Oh, my God.
So here's what happened.
You need a kick in the twat.
Here's what happened. I had one, thank you. Here's what happened.
I had a 100-year-old man kick me in the twat.
Really, really happy. And she's barely snarky, and she's super nice. I said barely. I didn't say not. I said barely. And she's super nice and chill and calm. I am such a mean girl. I taught you well.
Gracias.
You did teach me well.
I can't be like that in Britain because everybody's so proper.
Because they don't get it.
They're so proper. I mean, like, I would say my boss, he comes up with some good ones, I got to say. You know, like my coworkers can snark with the best of them, but we don't, you know, you can't do it in front of customers and stuff. Like some of the regs, yeah, but so it's saved.
It
we save it all up, and then I go home and I literally
you put it in the next novel.
I tell Gemma everything.
That's super cool.
Tell her come do something with his hair.
What?
Starting rumors.
She needs hair.
She only hated a few of the cures, right? Honestly, there's only the one that I can think of that I despise with a vile...
That little fuck.
...buildup of bile in my throat. But other than that, no, I'm good with everybody else.
It's personal. It's not even personal.
Oh, Wendy. Yes, Noonie. Wendy is so missed.
Oh, Wendy's Jeez. Very
every time I see Nemo, I get a little choked.
True.
Oh.
Still, to this day.
Yeah, yeah. I get a little choked up every time I see a Nemo.
Truly, and I'm not going to name names, but
random
I'm
thoughts. Saturday went to Dunkin' Donuts. In the new building, the doorknobs are Dee Dee, and their colors immediately thought of you guys because I think that's why I might be addicted.
It could be.
I have been to Dunkin' Donuts every single morning for the last 2 weeks since I've been here. I now know the girls' names. I mean, there are times where I've gone through that same drive-thru three times.
I know you have.
I will hit the one right here on Rock Island and McNabb on the way
on
home.
On the way? Yeah. I'm going to sneeze at some point.
If I have small bills, I will. I might have to ask you for $2.
Okay. Well, you know I know it of cash. I'll give
I know,
you
right?
I'll give you all
I saw the blueberry crisp latte. I wanted to try it, but I didn't. I have to go tried and true.
No.
Large hot with cream
Why
and four equals.
Why does blueberry need to be part of coffee?
I don't know.
Orange doesn't go in
Shut
coffee.
Up, man. I had a Peeps. I had a Peeps Dunkin' Donut iced coffee, and it tasted like toasted marshmallows. I know. Whatever. I'm up
in
for
the
anything.
Coffee?
No, the peep wasn't in the coffee. It was peep flavoring.
Oh, good, because peeps are so natural that you should have peep flavoring.
Peeps are... Don't diss a peep.
Oh, I totally will diss a peep.
No, you will not diss a peep.
I have diss... I probably have a peep over there somewhere from 7 Easters ago, if you want it.
I wish we had... Vicky! Bring me some peeps! Because I will do the challenge where you have to stuff a bunch in your mouth and say, Chubby Bunny.
That's not a thing.
It is where you cram marshmallows in
your
mouth.
All right, listen, I'm eating my weight in sugar and fat until you leave on Saturday, on Wednesday morning, so I only have till tomorrow to do this.
You can't do it. I have to do it because you don't like peeps.
I know, but I just want to have my face full of... I have mini marshmallows. You want me to go get them?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't believe she doubts me. I mean... I can't believe she died. And Don, yes, D2 as well. I am staying with my mom, not Kathy Lee, no. Staying with my mother, of course. Coop, get out of here with your peeps are gross. Stop it. Stop
peeps
it.
Are gross. They have that crusty
Blueberry shit. Should be part of anything.
They
I agree, man.
Bring a
Julie, peepaw. Peepaw. Dunkin' Donut by me made a glazed donut. With candied bacon and the sand. Oh.
What? That sounds
oh,
delicious.
Oh, I feel that in my heart, Tris.
That sounds delicious.
I don't know if that's enough.
I brought a...
you got to count them. Do you want to see who can do more?
No, okay. You're going to do
All
it.
All right, okay.
You're going to do it.
Just give me a number, and I got to see if I can fit them in.
60.
Somebody give me a number. 60? 60, you say?
Yeah. All right, hold on. Should I pour them out?
Challenge accepted.
That was your puke bowl, but we'll just put them in here.
What? What do you mean? What do you mean I puked in there?
No, I'm
what is
no.
That?
In case you need to.
All right, okay.
Let me just count out 5 and see how many 5 are, and then we'll guess that this is 60.
Oh, that's kind of cheating.
Okay, so, all right. So you want me to count them all? All
right, no, five. No. I'm just saying you can't do that.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to tell you. Oh, you so I challenge you to 60?
Is that what you? There's is there 60 in there?
I challenge you to.
You don't even know.
I challenge you to 100.
Oh, 169, someone said, of course.
Here's the bowl of mini marshmallows.
All right.
And here's Denise's face.
You can't do it with minis. Watch me, motherfucker.
Do you need something like to spit them into?
No.
Are you going to eat them or are you going to shove them?
Shove them.
Three. Are you doing one at a time?
Four. There's four in there.
Okay, there's four. Okay, yeah. Four.
Five.
Five. Six.
Seven.
Eight. Who thinks she's going to do this? Nine. Jacqueline. Ten.
11. No, and I pet the dog.
What? Oh, no, she 11, didn't wash her hands.
12.
One time.
13. 14. You think of it is, you got to get
15.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man, you can't do that with me.
15. 16.
17. 18. There's a donut shop here in Pompano. You keep counting.
20.
There's a donut shop in Pompano. I'll watch that. Gandhi Donuts.
22.
Who, Jack?
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing her the marshmallow. Go blind, Jack. I'm 30? 36?
27.
27? 28? Keep going. Oh my God, you're going to suffocate. So Dandy Donuts in Pompano looks delicious, so I haven't been there yet. 34? 35? Should I get a bowl? 36? Are you going to swallow this? 37? You are? 38? Aren't they melting in your mouth? 40? 41? There's like 200 in there. 44, 43, 44. Is this what you want to be here for, you guys? Is this everything you want and more? 47. Ah, I can't watch. Look at the cop knows that Dandy Donuts is fantastic. Is that 50? 48. Oh, she can't talk anymore. 50, come on, you gotta get at least 60. This is so, you should be very proud. 2, come on, 3, 4, 569. Wait. That's why, Denise. What number is that? 67? No, 57. 58, that's your age. 59. Oh, I'm sorry, that's my age. 60? Here we go, girls. Here we go. You're not going to do 69? No. Are you actually going to chew and swallow? Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. I can't look. Okay. Sorry. We're on vacation now. Now we're on a break. Oh, God. Do you need more Fresca with you? So, is it empty?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't have pressure. You have to I can't believe you just did that. That is disgusting. Do you want water? Do you want alcohol? Do you want Pepsi? I only have Pepsi. I have no more cold. Oh my God. Come here, Blenheim.
Awesome.
Come here, Blenheim.
Boom.
Come here. That was disgusting.
Boom and boom.
I can't pick him up, but he needs to get here.
So all that, and I forgot to say Chubby Bunny.
Yeah. Oh no!
You are correct, Hannah.
Oh,
what a
shit.
Waste of my time and yours.
Well, and I love Facebook Live because this just happened. Okay, so this is Punim. My man.
Hi, Goofy. Hi, Goofy.
Face.
No, you're not getting. No, you're not walking on the table. No.
No. Dog chat.
How does this happen?
This is the cutest boy in the land.
My oh, no, he's not doing it.
Let me get
what,
him
now
down.
You want to go back up? No, over here.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. No, go, Ruby.
He's in your seat.
Come here, Ruby.
No.
Rue.
He does not like to be held.
Rue, get down. No, he doesn't like to be distracted from where he wants to be.
He wants those marshmallows.
He's not getting the marshmallows.
Oh. This is her life now.
Cage fighting, yes. Deb said cease, and
oh
though
my God,
that was actually
they're
gonna work.
So...
Oh, look at them! Do it again!
No. No.
I literally can't.
Ovaltine. I should have had hot cocoa with that, Tina.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Chubby Bunim! Nice, Coop.
They are too funny, these
Tim,
two.
Tim, I can't even want to know how many grams of sugar you just ate.
No,
okay,
I really don't.
Okay, good. I won't. So,
I've been doubling up on everything, though, since I've been here.
Like all,
I've been doubling
all your
up on Metformin. I've been doubling up on my Victoza. I'm good.
You're going to go back and your A1C is going to be 11.
Right? They'll be, yeah, exactly.
This is,
you were so good. It was at 7.
It's
now
been
it's
at 7 for so long.
Yep.
This is exactly why we suck, because we always talk about health.
Marshmallow.
Oh, nice. Good. Are you going to poop marshmallow? Is your poop going to float? Stay tuned for an update.
Oh my God, I'm going to poop here, so I can tell you. I'll text you at midnight.
No, you have to. Is that when you poop? Do you poop at midnight?
Since I've been here, yeah. I've been pooping at midnight.
So it's only 5 o'clock.
My mother goes, you should just do it at the casino. I was like,
how
why?
Nice.
She goes, leave them a deposit.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Especially when you've had a bad day.
Right. I wish I could have.
I cannot eat any more.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, my bubbies are very, very cute. Thank you so much.
Punim ate the cats. All but one. All but one.
One cat left. Sammy.
Still funny. Pretty girl. Still funny. Yep.
Pretty girl.
Look at him.
All right, you guys. I'm getting, like, slap happy.
Nikki still has Mozzie.
Nikki still has Mozzie. I know, but we only have one of our original nine.
Did you smell marshmallows?
Whoa! That's nice for the little, like, overbubble of Pepsi. I'm so glad you're having sugar-free Pepsi.
It wasn't steak, though.
It was not steak. And it was not broccoli.
It was marshmallows and Pepsi. It was... I did it way back here and then leaned forward and blew it right here.
The burp and then the gentle... That goes with it.
Oh, God.
Yes, we are 12 years old.
We're still disgusting.
We are still gross.
Nothing changes.
Nothing changes.
Don't snort the Pepsi.
Don't snort the Pepsi. Oh, I thought it was
Don't give me another challenge.
The Pepsi challenge.
The Pepsi challenge.
There you go.
Yeah, awesome.
Oh, God.
Wait, can I see one of those? Did you ever see the Friends episode where Monica is telling Rachel exactly how to put the marshmallows on the sweet potatoes for Thanksgiving?
I did not.
And,
I'm sure I have.
And so Rachel goes, you know what I want to do with this one?
You don't. Don't you dare.
And she goes, I want to do this. Stuck it right up Monica's nose.
There you go. You're disgusting.
Right up there. And it just hung out. It was so proud. I was like, how many times do I have to film that? British people will know. I just stuck a marshmallow right up Donna's nose.
Thank you so much.
You thought I was going to say...
I thought you were going to stick
the
it
podcast,
in your nose.
Think it was, they thought I was going to say pie hole. Nope. Nostril.
That is disgusting. Ew.
You're welcome.
Ew, now it looks like I did coke.
Oh. Oh.
Way back.
We know better. We're just too old for that stuff now.
No, because it would probably now have a heart attack and die.
We share one shot of $11 whiskey.
We did do that, didn't we?
Unbelievable. That's how old we are.
That's okay. At least we drink it.
We did. We
at
did.
At least we drink it. Oh,
Don't
my
Don't make
God.
Her pee.
No, didn't pee. I just emptied.
I'm Hoda. I'm Hoda. What?
Because we were doing the Peeps challenge where you're supposed to shove all the Peeps in your mouth and then
say chubby bunny.
But she forgot to say chubby bunny. They challenged her to 69, but she only did 60.
You said 60. That's why I stopped at 60. I could have done 69. Just remember that.
Do nine more.
No. So I can shove nine up your nose.
Do you need a little layer of peanut butter to keep that down?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
I'm good. This bubbly soda won't do anything to those
I can't
marshmallows
wait
percolating.
To come running out of the bathroom at midnight and tell my mother my poop's floating. Like, I wonder if it comes out like corn. Will there be a little white
corn.
Bits?
Corn!
Like white... What?
Corn! Where did we put the corn?
Oh, she just got inspired about
this.
Corn.
This is what we got for tonight's show. Remember how we used to always, like, have a particular treat?
Corn holes. That is corn pooping.
That is corn pooping.
Pooping corn
holes.
Right. So, and they were... Let's show them what they were.
And
who was the guinea pig that tried?
Who was the guinea?
Guinea pig.
This is a bag of... it looks like kernel corn, so cute on the camera.
And let me just tell you what it tastes like. Do you know when you get Lucky Charms?
Yes.
And then there's like marshmallow moons or whatever?
Yes.
That's what these are. They're like the marshmallow...
Because you need more marshmallow.
Things.
So I'm not supposed to have corn or sugar, so I'm just going to eat this instead.
Okay.
Let's see.
They don't taste like corn.
Thank God.
Oh, there's your friend, that one. Not? It's not? It is. She's so rude. Welcome, Deidre. Desiree.
Oh,
Desi's here.
Bitch. Yeah,
Desi,
came,
we love
she
you.
She came a while ago. Oh, Speedback. Speedback's laying in wait. She's quiet, and she's not even saying shit. She's
and it's all of a sudden someone she knows. It's not some rude,
disgusting... She's not turning me out, man.
...fan pig that follows us. It was, like, one of your friends. And she was like, hi, Deidre.
She's not... This is the shape of the poops when you poop corn. The
clunt.
How did we miss that?
Oh, the butter palm, the Corndell, and the Jessica.
The Jessica.
Oh, look at the look of absolute terror on Jessica's face. Oh, my God.
Oh, I pooped out myself.
I pooped on myself, that's what it says?
Pooped out myself.
Oh.
How did we miss Clunt?
Clunt.
Clunt is one corny dad. He loves puns. Harvest is coming. Harvest is coming. You Clunt.
You absolute and utter Clunt.
You Clunt.
I think I can bring that to Britain. I can safely bring that to Britain, and everybody will be saying it by the end of the month. They'll be like, oh, that Trump, he's an utter Clunt.
What are you leaving me with? What can I leave? What can you challenge me to become, like, de rigueur? Because we are always so good at starting things.
What did you just say? De what? I didn't challenge that. I don't
stay
know what that is.
Stay fresh cheese bags.
Stay I'm fresh cheese bag.
I'm working on stay fresh cheese bags.
Oh, Desi, we love you.
Aww. It does look like corn poo, which is redundant. Corn poo is redundant.
Tris, feel free to use Clunt at work or with the children, whichever, you know, wherever it fits. Let's just say that, wherever it fits.
Well, a Clunt could fit in a lot of places.
It could fit in a lot of places.
I feel like a Clunt could fit in the palm of your hand
when I go back. I have like a ton of doctor's appointments.
Oh.
Yep. Let's go, you stodgy Clunt.
If you use it at the pub, you can lie to them and tell them that it means something sweet and nice, right? Only you'll know. It's just a nasty thing.
So everybody go home and call your mom a Clunt, because that's really catching on in the States, and just
it's like
means...
loving.
Right. It
really
means,
loving.
Yeah, I don't
you
know.
You fucking
we have to say,
Clunt?
I feel like that's how they... You fucking Clunt?
You fucking Fook, Clunt?
F-O-O-K-I-N-G. You fucking...
yeah?
You fucking yeah. lads. The lads.
Talk like...
Chicken Nando's.
Talk like...
Ellen Slavin!
Oh, wow. Hi. These people don't talk to me anymore.
Oh, you can't. Yeah, you can't use Clunt with the kids then.
These people don't talk to me anymore, so
they don't.
It's nice that they're here.
Ellen, you don't talk to Don anymore.
No,
I don't talk to them
anymore.
For fuck's sake, I was going to do the whole reconnect thing there. Donna, Ellen. Ellen, Donna.
Hi, Ellen.
Donna likes long walks on the beach with her hairy butch. And you like, what, basketball with yours?
And
we share the clunt.
We share the clunt.
You both have clunts. You both have clunts. You could,
we do both have clunts. You know what? Next time I see the crotch doctor, I'm going to discuss
ask him if he knows what clunt means.
Do you know what a clunt is?
There you go.
It's a medical term.
My God, Donna, you should just make him a poster with FUPA, clunt, twat.
Yes.
What else can you
bag.
Get on there?
Cheese bag.
Cheese bag.
Stay fresh. Cheese bag.
Cheese bag. Cheese cloth, which is up your your cheese bag right now. Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
All right.
You can tell him you need your clunt checked. Yes. Okay. Pickles.
Pickles.
Pickles and ribs. Ribs, Tina.
Oh, look at that.
Starts with a C, Donna.
It's the new C
right.
word.
What's the word? It starts with a C.
It starts
twat? Yeah. Yes. Twat.
You know, other Denise has the role and responsibility to identify my lost words now. Wyndon Denise.
Responsibility.
I can't call her Other Denise because I signed a contract that said I would never do that again.
Other Denise?
It's attached to my job security.
Oh.
I have to unsay it.
Why? Does it make you feel inferior?
Oh! How does it make you feel?
Don't let it make you feel that way.
You know what?
Martin in the house!
Oh my God!
Oh my God, you guys can do another soap starring Vanessa Clunt in my next book, Vanessa
it might
Clunt.
Need to be, I like Vanessa Clunt.
Yep.
I was thinking of a Vagina Clunt.
No,
but
too
Vanessa
obvious.
Sounds good.
Vanessa's yeah. just
oh,
subtle
Sherry,
enough.
Oh, Sherry Bear's here.
Girl.
Twat waffle.
Yeah.
In Jersey. In Jersey, we say just twat waffle.
We say that in Britain. Yep.
Say that.
Twat waffle. In twat waffle. Cock womble. There's a bunch.
I love it.
Minger, that's my favorite.
What's minger? Is that like an insult?
Like
you call someone
person.
A minger?
Somebody's minging. That's like
ooh,
foul stench.
I need that.
Like your clunt is minging.
My clunt
clunge.
Is minging.
Remember when G-Monk used to drop clunge in the room? Oh, man, that was good. Clunge is another word for the puma.
We should have made sure Rakefet was around. She wanted to say hi. See? She knows. She knows. Wendy knows.
Yeah.
She knows it's contractual. My job security depends on it. I know this.
Well, guess what? You're fired!
All right, now I have to go to England for full time.
You
work
at
the
pub?
Bar.
There you go. You should do the. You should be the social media manager for our pub.
Well, you know, Denise, I am the communications and. Because you know what, it's I've been doing social media for.
It takes four of us to manage it.
What are you talking about?
I do the Twitter. Rachel and John do Facebook, and Carrie does the Instagram.
Why does it take you so many people to do all the?
Because nobody knows Twitter except for me. Nobody's better at the boomerang and the live pictures.
Except somebody who's like 20.
So Carrie.
Yeah.
And then Rachel and John because
like
they're a little bit more. I can't do
talk
it right
like
now.
Carrie. Do a little Carrie.
I can't do it right now. In it.
Okay.
I can't. In it.
All right.
All right. And now stay tuned for our exclusive interview with rocker J.D. Danner.
We said this is where everybody's going to gather.
Exactly.
This is it. Yeah, you got to gather. In your uber modern industrial looking kitchen.
Thank you. I want to be a combination of Samantha Jones and Carrie Bradshaw. Just like a combination.
You're the Florida version of Sex and the City, JD.
I don't want to do that. I want to have like the Samantha confidence.
Yeah.
But the Carrie's got the heart and the artist. She's the artist.
That's true. And just fuck Charlotte. Right?
Like, oh, yeah. Charlotte was just like
a little too posh.
Okay. Yeah.
A little too pompy.
I think Miranda was funny.
Miranda's good. Miranda had the strength. I like Miranda's.
Some funny lines.
Yeah.
I didn't really like identify with any of them.
Oh, Donna, don't say that.
No, I didn't. I mean, I would strive to be a Samantha.
Yeah, I think you had Samantha days and nights.
Right, in my mind.
You had Samantha nights, let's put it that way.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
But I mean the attitude that went with it too. Like I would hope that I had the attitude of Samantha.
I want the Samantha attitude. That's what I said.
That's what she said. The confidence.
Her confidence. Her, you know.
You have the activity too.
The extracurricular activity. I mean, but to be a PR person.
It hasn't been like a.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's some good stuff.
I liked Carrie's heart, and she was an artist, so I think I want to be a combination of the two.
Yeah, you're in New York, right? Like you're in Florida, but
when my sister saw this place, she's like, it's got ceiling to floor windows. You don't see that everywhere. You need to go look at this place.
Overlooking the beach.
Yeah, it's during the day. It's a very nice. It's a really nice view.
A really nice view now.
Sitting out on the patio is nice, and
this is the perfect time of year for having
a balcony.
Yeah, I was telling Donna that
late February, March,
one night
April.
When Janine came over, we were sitting out there, and that's when I was smoking my cigar, and I had my guitar, and we were drinking whiskey, and we didn't realize it was 1:30 in the morning. It was on the weekend, but all of a sudden I hear somebody call up, I'm trying to sleep,
Oh no, the new neighbor girl plays the guitar.
Oh, I knew she was
going
to be in trouble with those guitars.
Did you have to go through like an interview?
A little one. Yeah, it wasn't too bad, you know.
Did you tell them that you can have girls trampling in here?
I didn't mention that.
You're a little nervous. Remember when I lived in my condo, my upstairs neighbor, you know, like, I guess you're in your own zone, right? You're in your bubble, so you didn't really know anybody's name. So there was like little guy with the white car, and then there was like lady with the daughter and the blue neon. Then there was like here comes a red Durango guy, you know, like that. You didn't really know anybody's name, and then the hurricane hit, and every night we would all sit out in the courtyard.
Oh.
And everybody learned everybody's name real quick. And we were pooling our resources and food and water and all that kind of stuff. And then we were sitting out there drinking wine every night talking, and I remember my upstairs neighbor I said to them, I love playing guess what Ward dropped, like what her husband dropped. Like, because we were saying, like, sometimes it sounds like pennies, sometimes it sounds like glass. Then I think, maybe it was just that might have just been a fork. And she was like, oh, my God, I didn't know you could hear so clearly. And I said, can you hear me? And she just went, one time when you first moved in, Ward was like, oh, you know, this new girl moved in down the street. She's really pretty. And so Lisa goes, and then, like, as it got cooler, we were sleeping with our windows open. And one night, Lisa was like, I remember thinking, Denise has, like, a guy over. And then she went, oh, no, that's a girl. And then Ward sat right up in bed and went, what? So I was like, oh, so that's how you figured out I was a lesbian. Not by everybody that was tramping me around. She was like, nope, that was how I figured it out. And I was like, wow, that's not embarrassing at all.
Oh, God, that's funny. That's a way to meet. Oh. Well, I told Janine, I said, I'm sure they think I'm bringing this hot blonde home with me and staying over, because she stayed over one weekend.
Let me just...
Two separate weekends she stayed
over.
Let me
just testify. Hot blonde.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. We've met.
Oh, have you?
Oh, she's beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, so lucky you.
Totally man crazy.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
How do we break that one?
No, I can't.
You know, you say that you can't, JD, but you never know.
I don't know. She's pretty.
A lot of times, there's just a lot of girls are just one kiss away.
One tequila.
She says she's never kissed a woman.
Yet.
She was throwing some
Did
things
you say
out
yet?
There. She didn't say yet.
Okay.
So
that's your line.
I'll show you.
That's your line, by the way.
That's what you're supposed to say.
Oh, that's what I'm supposed to say.
Yeah. And then you slide over a Knob Creek maple.
We did our
smoked maple whiskey.
I'll tell you what, we did our share of drinking whiskey, and she still was talking about how she missed her boyfriend. So I don't want to be like. Scare her away,
Don't pray on the vulnerable.
But I mean, look at these pictures.
Don't pray on the vulnerable right away.
Yeah, I'm so proud of this picture we took together.
Oh, she's cute.
Let me see.
That's probably not the best.
She's got something like Amy Poehler-ish. Maybe so is the eyes.
That's
a great picture.
Yeah, we took that the first. She's not really hung out.
I'll
show you
a
different picture. Yes, I met her when I was playing. Here, I'll show you this picture. This is the one that Joni thought we were together, but when she saw that one, she's like, are you with that girl?
No.
Like all of a sudden, she cared.
Sweet. Nice haircut.
And she gave me a nice kiss then.
Oh.
She's really pretty. She's super cute.
Yeah.
Super cute.
I'll show you a better picture. This was the one that this is the one that got me blocked on Facebook.
What?
From Joni. When she saw that picture.
Oh, yeah.
We kind of blend, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, let's get back to that for a second before we talk about getting blocked on Facebook.
Look at, but just how open. Look at her just chatting away like it's no big deal now. Look at you.
You guys all remember JD.
You do remember JD.
Probably the beginning of our show.
I think you were actually on like at least once a year, if not twice.
Sure, but like right from the beginning.
All the way.
JD was part of our lineup at Hampton Inn when we did Girls Gay Days the second or third year we were up there.
Yep.
So that might have been 7 or 8, no, 8 or 9.
That was the great Steak and Shake.
That was the Directions via Steak and Shake.
And you've come to, you were part of the studio, all three studios. You were part of the studio at Denise's house, then part of the studio when it was our house, and then when the studio was at our house.
So yes.
Yeah.
You've been a part of our family and the MLR family for a really, really long time.
Yeah, I post the classic clips in almost every clip. I would be like, oh my God, it's JD calling. You would call in, or we would bother you, we would call you.
All the places.
I had you in my phone. Oh, right, because when I was traveling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
one night, really, really late into the evening, sometime before you moved, like probably one of the last shows that we did when Denise was still in Florida. So she was just about ready to leave.
About
and you had come. So that was 2011. 10. So either late 2010,
so
early 2011. You had come over and you hung out for the whole show. And then we had like a really nice conversation.
Oh, yeah. We were sitting out. We were
in
outside.
In the driveway.
In the driveway.
In the parking lot driveway. And it wasn't the first time we had the conversation, JD. For years and years, we kind of said, come on. Come on, JD.
What's your deal, Jen?
You know.
What's your deal, Jen?
Yeah.
You know, yes, you love us a little too much. You know. And
you
said, nope. And then we said, come on. And you said, nope.
And then we would go to her gigs, and we'd be like, me and Donna together, we'd be like, she's got to be like, is she with this one? This one's always there.
She played all
name?
The pride
what
events.
What is her name?
What is her name?
And she was all the pride events, and you're like the first one to support the community, and you came to, like, you did stuff for us for free all the time.
First one
in line, right? Always said yes. And every time we took you aside, said JD,
How about now?
So on that very last show, on that very last night, and that very last conversation in that parking lot, you told us, you said, if I ever come out, I will do it on your show.
And I will tell you guys, yeah.
And you remembered.
And we held you to it.
So what we're here to ask you tonight, Jamie, is...
10 years later.
It's 10 years
later. 10 years later.
It is right? 10 years, you're right.
So here we are. We're in your kitchen in this fabulous penthouse suite.
Thank you.
Which is gorgeous.
I like the way you described that.
And I'm going to come Airbnb this right out from under you at some point.
Oh, totally. You don't have to Airbnb. Just come on
so
over.
So what we want to know...
I'll watch the house. Don't
so
worry.
What we want to know, Jay...
Yes.
J.D. Danner.
Yes, D.
Rock star J.D. Danner. Is there anything you'd like to tell us and our family of listeners that have been part of your family since 2006?
Yeah, well, I am so honored that you remembered that I said that, first of all.
Is honored really the right
word? Because I remembered it. I did remember it. And,
did you?
You know, yeah, and I said, I always promised the girls and that if I was ever going to come out, I would come out on their show. I'm like, I don't know if anyone cares anymore, but I wasn't sure if anyone cared. So that's why it's, you know, I'm
we
so
care a lot.
Happy yeah. that you care.
We
you
care
know?
So much. So how and, are you, JD?
So, I finally, you know...
Did a little soul searching, did you?
Yeah, and I think I was the only one left that wasn't saying it. You know? Even my mother knew. My mother, just was like... Everyone was just waiting. In fact, my niece said to me, I thought when you... wrote that song, Come Out and Dance, that was going to be your coming out song. And that was so long ago.
Oh, that was like the first CD, yes.
Oh, my God.
And then...
Love that song.
Thank you. Mm. I wrote it for Ellen, when I saw her interview, Ellen DeGeneres. When she lost her show.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That was
I saw 96. This interview. I forget who was it. Yes. I was getting ready for a gig, and I saw her interview with, I forget who it was, Barbara Walters, someone, famous was interviewing her, and the whole song was coming to me, while I was listening to that interview. I tried so hard to get that song to her back then, and I just could not reach her to get it to her. But I wrote it for her, and so anyway...
So back then, you were writing it for her.
Yes.
But now?
Back then. But I finally, I'm going to say, unfortunately, in the wake of a my really first big heartbreak, of my first, I have finally come out.
It was your
coming
first,
out
was your
officially
first...
on your show.
That's
Woo-hoo!
It.
I promised you, and I was like, they remembered. Wow, I don't know if anyone cared anymore, because it's kind of like when, who was it? Came out and everyone was like we already like
Rosie?
Really
Rosie O'Donnell,
Rosie O'Donnell? Yeah. Someone like her what's the news today
but I know when we left Steak and Shake and then and the December trip and then I was like talking to you or whatever and I was like we met up with JD. I'm like I don't know she's out there. Like, she's right out there. Like, she was just talking about this relationship. Like, we should all just know. So, I didn't know if you knew or not, but Donna was like,
girls knew. Mm-hmm. You girls probably knew before I really, really knew where it was.
I think we knew for sure in 2011. For sure.
But I always thought everybody did, but nobody wanted to say anything because you were worried about your recording.
Well,
contracts and
you had a lot of Nashville still, between
and
the world.
It was a little bit of being in country music.
Yeah, I would think so.
A little bit of having been married for 25 years to a man, but my mom, it's so funny because my mom she just didn't want me to be alone and she was just happy I was with someone and she's like, I don't mind, no one had a problem with it, I grew up in a family that was not homophobic at all, so it wasn't like that at all. My cousins, my mom's age, he passed away, but he had his partner back when Joni, my niece Joni, was baptized. They came together to learn christening. So, and we knew growing up as kids, it was never an issue.
Yeah.
It was, you know, it was just my own, a little of everything, but it was the working in Nashville and playing in the country music scene. It was a little bit different, but it was the breaking up of this last relationship that made me like anyone that would listen to me. I'm like, oh, you know, and everyone, the only thing people didn't know and, you know, that knew me closely was I was in a relationship, because that was, you know, kind of kept under wraps a lot, but for other reasons. But I think people probably knew I was the last one to know. Or I knew, but I was the last one
to know. You were the last one to say it.
I would come out and say it.
Yeah,
you know? And so, now I'm looking back and I'm like, why? You know, I remember when I played this, it's a funny story, I played in a Pride Fest, and that was when I had my band.
Yeah.
And so they were playing with me at the Pride Fest, because a lot of times I played solo.
Right.
But they were waiting to go on the stage, and they had done a story on me in Express magazine, paper.
Yep.
And so I'm like, I have to find the paper, because they did an article on me. I want to go find it. So I go off to try to find one of the, somewhere that someone had a copy of it. And I come back, and the whole band, including my niece, has the paper open. I think I was on the cover, and it said,
oh, wow,
lesbian rocker, J.B. Danner, blah, 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 blah. And my niece goes to me, is there something you're going to say today? Are you coming out during your show? And I'm like,
wow.
Oh, no.
That was so funny.
Which Pride was it? Do you remember?
That was the Pride. Well, it was the last. It was one of the last ones I played with a band, so it had to be.
But here or?
Down. It was Stonewall.
Oh, wow.
Pride, yeah.
Oh, we need to find a copy of that.
Oh, my God.
So my cousin said to me, my cousin Lou, who passed away, wrote me an email and said, I always knew you were family, beyond family. You know, the cousin I said that I grew up with. It.
Wow.
And his husband lives here in Fort Lauderdale now, and his name is Vinny, and he's my cousin Vinny. I go, actually, I'm my cousin Vinny.
Nice.
If you ever hear this, Vin, I love you, and I'm here. But so Lou wrote me an email. I always knew you were family. In quotes,
my God.
You know, so
excellent.
It was just.
Did you? But at the time, did you like seriously have a heart attack? Like, what am I gonna do with this? Or thank God this is local.
Well, at the time God, no I did. At the time rag. I did, because I was still married.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was like,
How did we not know this? How did we not know this story?
I don't know that I shared that story. Which is funny that that happened. But
We
were. I think I was married, but we were separated.
Right.
So the person that wrote the article assumed.
Of course.
And we never really talked about that part of it. And that, you know, now I'm like waiting to get the press. I'm like,
now I'm welcoming the cover.
When you girls said you wanted to come over.
International press.
I'm like, I'm so happy you were coming over anyway. But I'm like, they still care.
Oh, my God.
Of course. They still care.
So we, I invited JD to a WIN event last month. We had June Millington in town for a couple of days.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And I wanted to make sure that JD was able to join us. And she came with this hot blonde. And I'm like,
do you feel like this hot blonde's going to go through the same thing that you went through?
I don't think so. But, you know,
I don't
there's
think
always
so
hope,
there's
right?
Hope.
But I don't think so.
I don't think so either. No, I don't think so
either.
I was, like, working the gig, so we didn't get to chat until intermission, and we start talking about this ridiculously painful, life-altering breakup, and I went, wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me something? Because you need to, like, officially tell me something.
I shouldn't even do that. Like, I just took it in stride. Like, I don't think I said, you know, I don't know why. Like,
I think I poured my heart out to you in the Steak and Shake.
Yeah,
that's right.
But, I mean,
that was months ago. That was months before we saw each other. This was just last month in March.
But I mean, my reaction wasn't like, you know, like, are you, what are you trying to say? Like, just like taking it in stride. Like,
you like to make people say things.
Yeah.
I do like to make people say things.
Yeah.
I mean, speak your truth, girl.
I didn't need it. I was just there for you.
You didn't need
She'll make your pain on top of pain.
No, I'm easing her pain. This is going to ease her pain, too.
She's been quite cathartic out there and on the patio.
On the porch. On the patio.
But, you know,
My little life coach.
I am. I am the unofficial. Like a little life coach. I am the life coach without a without any letters.
I just do my life coaching on Facebook.
Yeah, you do.
Like, if you're going to carry a bat in your car, make sure you have a glove. Your lawyer will thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. So, like, stuff like that. Like, that kind of life coach. That's important life
coaching. You know what my favorite life coach advice was from you? Stay fresh, cheese bag.
Stay fresh, cheese bag. Don't act like a twat waffle. Yeah. Don't be an asshole today. That's what goes.
So you're gigging solo again.
I am.
And
in many ways. I'm
But do you like it better?
No.
The flying solo, the gigging solo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The gigging solo, well, I'm doing a little with my band, too. I do have a band. Actually, I met my guitar player in this building. When I moved in, when we first started working on the place, I was going out that gate, that door, and he was trying to get in. And we started talking, and he saw the pick on my necklace. And he said, are you a guitar player? And I'm like, how do you know? Because I forgot.
Is it my black eyeliner or my doe's head hair?
Do I just look like I'm a rocker? And he's like, I'm a surgeon, but I also play guitar, and he's a guitar player in my band.
That's awesome.
So he's one of the guitar players, and we're going to do our very first gig this weekend.
That's a healthy balance.
At Cagney's. But this was my biker bar tour.
Cagney's
in Fort Lauderdale.
That's right. That's Sheridan West. Mm-hmm. That's Sunday.
I know, it's my mom's birthday.
We can get there.
My mother's birthday.
Because it's early. And it's 8:30 to 12:30, but... it's our first official.
If I'm still at the casino at 8:30, somebody come and save me.
I have my meeting, so I'm not going to be able to save you until like 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Well, I'm playing at Finnegan's on the 27th. Irish pub.
Yeah,
in London.
I know.
All right, but we need to get you to London, which is what we were just talking about. So Denise is still working at the coolest neighborhood pub there is. And they want to kind of do like a mini Lilish.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I love it.
If the problem is that everybody has to stay at our house and we only have one guest room.
I don't really think that's a problem in a house full of lesbians. Come on. Well, if we get Lucy and Mandy,
then we got to put up Lucy, Mandy, and Martha. So
I'll totally get that. Myself.
Yeah, they can
my
pitch
own
the
place.
Tent in the backyard. She will not sleep in a tent.
No. But she would maybe the Duke's head where Jill stayed.
There you go.
Yeah, maybe that's just on the street.
Of a place I could stay, a hotel.
There's a pub that is actually a hotel as well, right? Just a couple doors down from us.
There you go.
Yeah, so it's not far, but
Was it a bank?
No.
I'll stay in a bank.
No, we've done that.
We stayed at.
I broke that toilet seat.
Remember that?
Busted the toilet seat and never said anything to anybody. That was the worst experience ever.
That's what we did, Elfest in Uxbridge.
In Uxbridge. Yeah, that was...
And we stayed at a converted
fucking
bank
hotel.
That was a hotel that we slept on hay.
Nice.
Yeah. I felt like there was no employees.
Like how nice she goes. It was awful.
There was nothing nice about it.
It was from the time of the Tudors.
Yeah.
Oh.
So there's a lot of stairs, rooms, creaky, like single beds, kind of.
I think we had Henry's bed.
And were there
ghost stories to go along with it? Or
ghost stories? We were totally bigger
girls then. Do you remember?
Out of hay?
It was felt like it.
Oh.
But I don't recall ever seeing an employee. Remember when you had to ask for ice?
Yes.
Ice? Yeah, what's ice?
Yeah.
They sent me down to the basement, down those creepy little dark, twisty stairs, like I was going into an actual dungeon.
Was this a legitimate hotel?
Yeah, totally.
That was where the artists were staying for the gig.
Where the town
and Mandy were staying there.
Was it called
the
Bank's Head?
It's called
the Bank's Head Hotel.
It's called the Bank.
Nice enough, right?
The Bank Hotel.
There you are.
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. The windows opened this much.
It was the hottest.
But they were only this big.
It was the hottest.
I opened all the way.
It was the hottest summer on record.
We all had desk fans blowing on us in our room.
Yeah.
We brought them from my house.
We'll bring you to a real hotel and a real place.
Yeah. I'll find
a real
my own lodge.
Yeah, don't worry.
But no, that'll be great.
Yeah.
I'd love to play with the girls, though.
Wouldn't that be fun?
When they were listening to this, Lucy and Mandy are so cool. I love their sound.
Yep.
Love.
They're fantastic.
I listen to their videos and stuff. They're awesome.
So good.
What I love about them is they're so... naturally, it just seems like they really enjoy what they're doing,
and
everyone gets along with each other, which is so unusual.
Oh,
and they too are gay.
Yes.
This is like now you're part of a better club.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be finally out in the club. I've been in the club kind of, but in the corner.
Right?
So now
you've been supporting the club for a long time.
Yeah.
Now you're right in it.
Longer than you thought.
Yeah.
All right, so now we got to get her fixed up. We gotta get her with a woman who's gonna treat her like
good,
the princess rock star that she is.
A good woman.
A good woman who's gonna be respectful of life on the road.
Yeah.
You're taken.
I am taken.
Yeah.
And you're taken.
I love that
you're
she
so
said
cute.
That. That is so cool.
She's so cute.
And you're taken.
I am taken. I'm sorry. Otherwise, I would step right to the front of the line.
You might be for rent.
What?
You might be for rent.
For rent. I don't know if I remember the story. I don't know if you want to, like, if you're going to mute this part or whatever.
No, we don't mute anything here. Well, take your finger off the button, Denise. We don't
mute. It's just hovering.
So the story one time about the who didn't sleep with Denise.
Oh, that's
a great story.
Yeah, that was Erica.
That was a great story.
Yeah.
Everybody at breakfast.
Chuck, Erica.
The one-night stand.
Chuck, Erica, my one-night stand. Who else was there?
The ex-husband.
Besides her parents.
Shelly, my ex. My ex were there. Yeah, everybody at the table. And Erica, my smart-ass, smart-mouth best friend, who, you know, we never had a relationship.
Right.
Or slept together or anything. She just casually, in the middle of biting a bagel, who here hasn't slept with Denise? And then the cocky hand went up. And I was like, wow.
Did you die?
It's like one of the best stories ever.
Because the one night stand
just,
was
like,
still there, right? Wasn't your one night stand still there?
I hadn't sent her on her way yet. And
this is before the days of the breakfast voucher.
Before I started giving him breakfast vouchers.
Oh my God.
There's a McDonald's up the road. You get super and egg McMuffin.
That was to get rid of
get
them
out.
In the morning.
Get out.
I don't even want to see you getting dressed. Just
go.
Oh
get
my
out.
God, that's funny. I don't want to see you in the morning.
No,
let's just let
no.
that go by.
It was so much work.
So
I had makeup between my mattresses.
Oh my God.
So at like 3 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning, I'd be putting like concealer
under
my eyes.
Very
casual
for you.
Yeah, like messing up.
That
the
was
hair, like, just perfect.
Grace and Frankie. Did you guys watch Grace and Frankie?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
yeah.
That was so good.
Yes.
Yes.
Did
but
you
yeah,
see
was
when
doing
she wakes
that
up
time.
Early and then she pretends like she just woke up?
Well, listen, this is Birdcage.
This is
Nathan Lane and Birdcage, the same exact.
Oh
one,
yeah,
so.
Forever. That's an old trick.
Yep.
I love that story.
Find somebody that doesn't care what they look like.
Too.
So did you do that?
Well, you know, I have the blue glasses for a reason. That's the reason I have those blue glasses, because you put them on and that hides a lot in the morning.
Let's go to breakfast.
You know? And my hair already kind of looks like, you know, the bedhead look, right?
Right.
So,
you can get away with it.
No, but, you know, I was kind of, the lights have to be off kind of a girl, you know, because that's who I was.
All right, so now we get to ask all the good questions. Uh-huh. All right, so tell us about the first kiss, the first real kiss. You don't have to say who, although we know who.
Mm-hmm. Oh, three names.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Three names.
Three names. Got you.
Well, yeah.
It was...
So who kissed who, and where were you? When did you know that was okay?
Wow.
Well,
stop
I was
now.
Already I was already separated from my husband.
Yes,
so
of course.
I was already, you know, on the verge of getting I was on the way of getting a divorce, so I do want to make that clear.
You're not a
Even
cheater.
She's
not a cheater.
I knew way before, you know. Mm-hmm. But what I did was I put all of that energy into my music. So that's why I was playing
smart.
In the Pride Fest and I was writing stuff that someone told me. One of the women in the bars that I worked at told me, You know, your music is very
lesbianic. Yeah.
Lesbianic. She says you don't mention gender, and you know. And I said, I was like, wow, it's you know, she, oh my God, she's reading me.
She's figuring it out.
You know, and she really liked me, but I was married, and so you know.
So you probably got hit on a lot though at all those festivals and all that stuff, and you just stayed true, didn't you?
I did, and I got hit on by a lot younger girls too, so.
God bless you.
And I have to say, I felt bad because, like, sometimes I left. I'm not saying this out of ego or anything, but I left them crying in the parking lot. I was married, and you know, whatever.
Wow.
I wasn't gonna be that person.
Somehow, I'm having a flashback to a lesbian's parking lot meltdown. But I don't remember for who.
I do remember that.
Oh, the meltdown.
Yeah, but don't talk about that. Go on.
Yeah.
Talk about your first kiss.
First kiss. We were in the parking lot of her apartment building, and I was leaving, and we had had this conversation months before where I had asked her to do something for me. And she's like, well, okay, if it was a favor I asked her to do for me. She's like, if I do this for you, you owe me a kiss. And I'm like, okay, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so what was months before, because actually it was probably a year before because I was still together with my ex-husband.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, you know, and wink, whatever.
Yeah.
So now here we are, a year later, and I'm not with my ex-husband anymore. He was not my ex yet, but we were separated. We were not together anymore, and so my big line was, because we were leaving, I was leaving, and the whole night went by, and you know, she didn't make a move because she was afraid to, because she didn't know where I was at, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm like, so my big line is, you know, I know I still owe you a kiss.
Way to open the door.
Hold on. Pause for 1 second, because what you're hearing right now in the background is every lesbian that's listening to this is going
melting.
That is a line. That is a great line.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job.
Everyone's free to use
it's
that
like,
line.
It's like, you know.
I want to put that in my next book.
I kind of waited the whole night for her to make a move, you know, because she was the one that was out and I wasn't, right? And then the whole night went by, but she was kind of afraid to because she didn't know where I was, right? So I was like, but I can't leave here tonight without getting my kiss, without kissing, at least kissing her. So I'm like, you know, I know I still owe you a kiss, so that was the first kiss.
Wow.
Under the
moonlight.
Well done.
Did you leave that?
I did. I left.
After the kiss? You're still
under
left?
The moonlight. Yeah. Wait, we missed that. We both talked over what you said.
Shocked.
Under the moonlight. Go ahead. Go there.
Yeah, sorry. And then she told me.
No, say the under the moonlight part.
Oh, under the moonlight.
And then you left.
And then I got in my car, and I think I was driving a Tahoe at the time when we left. I left, and then she told me, like, much, much later, like, I don't know. My mom told me a year after we were together, she told me, I had to take the whole next day off, because I couldn't believe it. She called her friend up. And her friend took half a day off because she waited for her friend to get to lunch, and she called her friend off. Called her friend up, and her friend took the rest of the day off, and couldn't believe that you know JD kissed you know she kissed JD dad or whatever.
Oh no!
And so I'm like, really? You took the whole next day off?
That is. Did you like?
It's one hell.
Did you?
Yes.
I was one.
Right?
Man.
So like,
ladies, are you getting this?
She doesn't say a lot, but when she speaks, she's got something good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Must have been a really good kiss, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I
so
know.
What did you like? What were you thinking? Did you even like question your ability to drive at that point?
I couldn't. You know, I woke up the next morning. I remember I was sleeping on the couch because I was separated from my ex, but we were still in the same house, and I was sleeping on the couch. And I remember waking up thinking, What happened? Like, what did I do? Like, what happened? Because it was, like, really late. Like, I stayed till, like, it was, like, the reason I went home was, like, probably, like, 4:30 in the morning. Like, I waited the whole night.
You really did put some time in there, didn't you?
Yeah.
She was waiting for the person to make the person
move. You know, no one made the move, and then I did. And then I was, like, what did I do? You know, and then the next day, I think it was before texting.
Probably.
Before
texting was that common.
Yeah.
I think I got a message or something, an email or something, and she said, like, I've waited a long time, and I'm all in for you, and you know you're
wanted. Oh, that's cute.
She was dating somebody else who told her who she wasn't into, who said just keep chasing your ghost because you're never gonna get her.
Ah, boom.
So,
bye.
<See?
laughs> Bye.
That's like that. That's like kind of like when you hear somebody go, just like never stop chasing your dreams.
Yeah.
Oh, there's there. That's see. See?
JD's the dream.
All right,
so now I need to ask a personal question without names.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool, I'm not going to say it.
Oh.
I'm not going to say it.
She's good.
So there's one person in your life that had always been in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if she knew when did she find out?
Never.
Still never?
And it's probably a good thing, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, I get why you wouldn't want that particular person to know.
How would that person not know today?
Well, I mean, she kind of alluded to knowing, but, I mean, it never was anything where she really knew.
No confirmation.
Because we were always just
friends,
you
know?
No
confirmation.
No, I know that.
Yeah.
You know? And, but...
So she still doesn't know to this day?
No.
Interesting.
No.
Smart. I think smart.
She doesn't hear this, but, yeah, it just, you know, it just was better that way. That's probably really hard for you to believe, right?
Oh, no, I truly believe that.
No, it's not hard for me to believe then, but I would think that now it would be okay.
Maybe soon.
Okay.
Maybe soon. I mean, about all of it, the relationships and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know about.
Right.
No. Because it just made it a little too hard because I think she would have wanted to be the person.
100%.
Yeah, 100%. And so I,
if it's not there, it's not there.
It's not there.
You know, it's hard when definitely hard.
Yeah.
Denise, you've left a wake of women in your past that just
I
wasn't
bet.
There for you. I know. I know, Denise. You had all these
well,
women
I'm hearing about
you.
The vouchers.
The vouchers.
I don't know if I'm ever going to need vouchers,
oh
but
my
wow,
God.
What a great idea.
Well, I don't know. Once they get to see this place, they might not want to leave.
I know. You better have vouchers.
You best have vouchers
you.
Right in that top drawer.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Right in that top drawer.
You got to get them out quick, Jay, or they just dig in.
Seriously, once the sun
in.
Comes up and
cats.
You see that view,
with
forget
cats.
It.
They move in with a milk crate and... Four cats. That's what happens if you're not on top of that shit. Before you know it,
oh
they're
gosh.
Just stuck in.
You want
they're
to
ruining Christmases. They're screwing
that.
Up relationships with other people. It's awful.
You want to hear something funny?
That's awesome.
This past New Year's Eve, after the ball dropped and it was midnight, my mom and my sister went home. My older sister, Larry.
Larry!
And,
oh, my God. Now I'll think of it every time Practical Jokers is on.
And so so we had at my Mary Ann's house, we had two gay men who were a couple. They're married, one of our best couple friends. And a girl that came down from New York to visit me that I went to high school with who was getting a little drunk, and we were all a little drunk and whatever, and she was kind of like hanging on me, and my ex-girlfriend was there, and it was probably the most awkward New Year's Eve in my life, okay? And we decided...
Welcome to the family, Jay.
My mom left.
Not going to be the first.
I was thinking of
you. Not
going
to be the only one.
Okay, so we decide we're going to go to Wilton Manors. To go dancing
wow.
after midnight. My mom was gone. My sister
nice.
Was gone.
That's what
so
you do when the
Mary
awkward
Ann,
level's at 10.
Yeah, right. When the awkward
Can't
level's at 10, you just go to Wilton Manors
yeah,
to dance
it.
With all the men,
push
right?
It. Yep.
So we got in the car, and my sister, it was so funny because we were like, there was another friend of ours, straight woman that was there, and so Mary Ann goes, well, she goes to Mary Ann, I need something fun and... fluffy. I forgot the word she used, and I'm like, I don't think I could find anything like that if I look through my entire closet. I have army drab, green, and
black
and
gray,
gray
and right,
maybe
weathered,
distressed, blue, right,
yeah.
distressed. So anyway, she comes out with this boa thing and some feather thing, and we all go. We head down to Wilton Manors, right? So we go and we go to Georgie's Alibi. Meanwhile, so this the one girl's hanging on me, and I'm like, could you please get off of me, because my ex-girlfriend is here and it's just really uncomfortable. And she's like, why? It doesn't matter. You know, we've been drinking. My niece pours a hearty drink. Joni ever pours you a drink? She was pouring that night. And Joni came with us because Greg agreed to watch the kids.
Excellent.
So she came with us.
Joni's
so
a party in and of herself.
Oh, my God. She's the party girl. Yeah. She would have been here tonight if she didn't have a whole bunch of stories to write.
No,
and
that's
two
fine.
Children
that's
to take care of. So,
she has a real life squirrel. Yeah.
So anyway, but she did want to be here, and she told me to take a picture with you girls.
Okay.
So at least take pictures.
We definitely will.
So anyway, we head on down to Wilton Manors. Well, we didn't know that things closed at 2. I thought for sure it was maybe stayed open until 3, and maybe probably 4 on New Year's Eve. But everything closed at 2, but we headed on down there. And so I'm clinging to my friend, one of the gay men. I'm like, I don't want to mention names or anything, but I'm like, welcome to the most awkward New Year's Eve of my life, because I've got one girl hanging on my knee saying, why won't JD pay attention to me?
Oh my God.
And then my ex-girlfriend hissed at me saying, why is she here and what is she doing? I thought she was just a friend. I thought she had a girlfriend.
And you went, why did I even come out?
I should have gone to bed at 12:05.
Oh my God, like, why am I even here? So anyway,
everything happens at Georgie's.
That's
everything happens.
We were. All of a sudden, the lights went on. It was over. It was 2:00 in the morning. Everybody's traipsing down the boulevard, looking
every
for somewhere
night.
To go.
Remember
it was very
remember
awkward.
Remember the table?
And, yes. Oh my God, there was a
under
reason
the
I
table?
Started telling this story. Man.
Had Gemma's hand on one thigh and Rena's hand on the other thigh under the table.
Oh, you have a story about that too.
Georgie's. Yeah.
One of the best nights ever.
Jem was
no
down.
Was
she had
two
a couple
women,
of drinks. She had
no
her
one should have driven
hand
home
on
that
night. My thigh
right.
under the table. And then my ex was there with her current girlfriend.
Oh, no.
She had her hand on my other thigh.
But didn't you have a date that night?
And I did.
Had
I
had
a date. Yes. I had to go on a date. Where did I go?
With somebody, a friend of Rena's?
Lenny's ex.
Lenny's
ex. So they asked me, my ex-girlfriend.
My ex's current girlfriend
had an ex that was coming down, and they asked me specifically, can you please just take her to dinner, have a couple of drinks, and drop her back off at her hotel? And I was like, yeah, because I got shit to do. Like, I got people in town, and like, I'll do this for you, but...
People waiting on me.
So I had to. I did drinks and stuff, and then I was like, "You gotta go."
She cried the whole time.
She did.
Oh my God.
She was miserable because her ex was with my ex.
So Gemma was just a friend at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she came down with an agenda, but at that moment, nothing had happened, but it was just like, talk about a
that
juggling
may or may
act.
Not be true at that point. Nothing.
Oh, my
happened.
God.
You're right. You're right. Something did happen in the bathroom in
that's
Georgie's.
That's what I thought.
Everything
happened in
the bathroom.
Everything happened at Georgie's.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. And then Julie, you throw that into the mix.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it was a hearty evening. It was a hearty, hearty evening of awkwardness.
Well,
just boom, boom, all the balls.
So that
in the
was
air.
Your most awkward. That was New Year's Eve.
I would
Eve?
Say no. That was
no,
just
a
random,
just
a
regular
random
night,
night in December.
Oh my God!
Random night in December, but it was quite awkward.
Well, this
it's
was
Georgie's. It's just it
well,
happens there,
we,
right?
I didn't know they were gonna close, so we're at this party with nowhere to go, right? So we're walking down the street.
Oh,
I'm clinging to my friend. His husband is like, you know. Walking down the street ahead of us, you know, looking for places to go.
Yeah.
We're just desperately trying to find a place to go, and every place is closed, and there's a few places
I'm
that
so
are open
shocked.
With a line a mile long. So then someone says, let's go to the lesbian bar. And I go, are you kidding me? I go, at 12:05, they were already coupled up, and they're probably sitting home right now.
Bravo!
With
look at her! Life lesson!
Isn't that funny? Like, I'm like,
nailed
wow.
Nailed it.
They're closed already. It was funny, and they were, you know.
Yeah,
of course rumors, I think it was the bar that I'm going to go to.
Oh, yeah.
But it was, they were just,
1205.
They were
already unpacking U-Haul boxes.
1205, they were coupled up and headed home with the U-Haul, and they're
she knows. She's a damn good lesbian.
Yeah, you're a good one. So. You spent enough time around us to know these things.
Good for you.
And thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was the most awkward New Year's Eve of my life. I'm like, this was not a good idea. I was so sick the next day with a cold because of my little baby nephew had, when a baby has a cold,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
when he gets it because they have
infectious, yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I think because we had stayed up so late and I got up early anyway the next day, and I think we had to go to church, and the whole thing was just like, I was just like, oh my God, why did I do that? Why did we do that? And we were just like, I had like the worst cold for like a week after that. I ended up in the MD now. And
oh my God.
You know what though, Jim? I'm going to tell you, I'm going to put it right out there that is not going to be your last awkward evening.
Well, I'm going to plan it better. You know what? I didn't expect all that to happen.
You can try.
And
you,
then,
can, you know the saying.
You can try.
You make plans, but God has other ideas.
I can try. I was supposed to go out with the, you know, with my, I guess she's my ex now, I don't know, I hate to even call her my ex, but we were supposed to go out, and I was so sick, I couldn't go out, because we were supposed to go out that Sunday, I think New Year's Eve was like a Thursday or something,
oh,
so
man.
That I ended up in MD now, and if I didn't have pink eye when my eyes weren't tearing, I would have still gone with her.
So you
out.
Looked the part as well.
But yeah, I just couldn't.
You're committed.
I had the freaking nasal thing, which I never did before in my life, that nasal wash and the eye thing, and I was so miserable, and I'm like, and I'm like, I can't go, you know, and like, you know, I don't think it bothered her.
Well, there's the answer to, should I call her my ex?
I haven't had a cold in 20 years.
Okay.
Well, thanks a lot. You know,
thanks. I'm feeling better.
I'll come over. I'll make you chicken soup and take care of you, which was what the other girl was telling me. So,
say?
The one that was down here and, you know, visiting. So.
Say?
But, you know, we
always want the bad girls, don't we?
Poor Donna got caught up in the JD miniseries outside.
No, I asked for it.
You
it's
know,
okay. On to bigger, better things, Jay.
I guess
you've got a beautiful new home. You've got a new gig with a new bandmate. You've got a lot of new. We talked a little bit today, and I'm like, it's like just getting a whole new wardrobe. That's all.
Yeah, I like that way of looking at it. I mean, I'm going to try to get my brain there and my head there.